And now we're going to turn to media analyst Andrew Tindall. He's the publisher of the TindallReport.com, which analyzes the three major networks' nightly news coverage. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Hey, Fry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, big question, is Obama getting more coverage than McCain?
Obama is getting more coverage than McCain by an order of magnitude. Since the primary season ended, which is really the first time the two have been head-to-head and the contest with Hillary Rodham Clinton hasn't been in the way, on the nightly newscast, Obama has got more than twice the number of minutes than John McCain. He's an absolute media phenomenon.
Does that mean that McCain is getting less coverage than is normal for a presidential candidate?
No, absolutely it does not. There's no way that you could say that McCain is being undercovered compared to the norms of previous campaigns. I've been looking at the nightly news now for 20 years, so I've got the numbers for the amount of time on the broadcast network newscasts for five previous campaigns. And in fact, McCain has gotten more coverage this year so far than any previous Republican candidate in any of the previous five campaigns. So it's not that McCain is being undercovered, it's that Barack Obama is getting coverage, the likes of which we have never seen.
Well, we just heard Ron Elving, our own NPR Ron Elving, saying that this is just it's kind of a format breaker of an election, that there's all these factors that you don't have in any other historical election. Do you agree that that's part of the issue here?
Yeah, the election itself is a format breaker, but also I think the style of journalism has also adapted to comply with the fact that this is such a dynamic election. I think what's happened is that journalists, television journalists anyway, have learned their lessons from the latest genre of television that's in entertainment television, which is the reality game show, a format that's become popular over the last four or six years or so. So this is really the first election where they've been able to take the lessons from Survivor or the American Idol or Big Brother and apply them to political journalism. So basically, this campaign is being treated as a contest between larger-than-life personalities facing ordeals, and we're going to find out who's the last one remaining on the island.
Do you think that approach is driven by the audience, if you can put it that way, the voters, or is it driven by the media?
I think this year the actual candidates are larger-than-life candidates, and I think they lend themselves to this approach. Ron said earlier that we have new demographic groups being represented in the leading candidates. But it's more than that. You've got archetypal larger-than-life characters that the campaign can be used to discuss things that are over and beyond just where a particular party's position might be on gasoline or Iraq or things like that. We're talking about huge issues here, like, you know, what's the difference between the generations, between the Vietnam War generation and the younger generation? What's the role of African Americans in leadership in society? Is there a glass ceiling for women to break through? These are huge societal issues, and they're being represented by these larger-than-life candidates.
Speaking of archetypes and demographics, when it came to the primary season, how did Senator McCain stack up not just against Senator Obama, but also Senator Clinton?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to see the primary campaign, the first 5 months of this year, is really to see it as a three-way race rather than a two-way race. And basically, the major contest was between the young, attractive, good-speaking, oratorical black man and the experienced, glass-ceiling breaking woman. And the wily, grizzled vet came in had a third-place role there, but nevertheless got some coverage. If you want to rank the number of minutes that they got, Obama got most, the Rodham Clinton got second, and McCain got about half as much as Obama got.
All right. Just very briefly, what do you see ahead in terms of the parity or lack thereof for Obama and McCain?
Yeah, I think what Ron said about at the end of the day, he wants to see all the candidates treated equally. His wish will not be fulfilled, is my prediction. And as far as I can see, this election is an election where Obama is getting all of the scrutiny. Now, when you said media bias, I don't want you to think that this means he's getting all the scrutiny and that scrutiny is positive. He's getting positive scrutiny, he's getting negative scrutiny, and he's getting scrutiny about trivial things that are not normally newsworthy. But my prediction is, at the end of the day, this is going to be an election where it's going to be about Barack Obama. Is he qualified for the job? If he turns out to be, he'll get elected. And if he turns out not to be, then McCain will be elected.
All right, Andrew, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you, Fry.
Media analyst Andrew Tyndall. He's the publisher of TyndallReport.com, which has been analyzing the network's nightly news coverage for 20 years. And we want to know what you think about the media's coverage of the presidential candidates. Go to our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.